help us. We are dying. We are without food, water, or shelter, or any electricity. We need your aid.
Understood. We're going to send $8 billion worth of aid.
Oh, thank you.
To Ukraine. Let's do that right away, ASAP. Come on.
What? No, a hurricane has completely ravaged the people that you represent. Give us that money.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to give you money. Every single one of you is getting $750 each.
You sent $8 billion to Ukraine. You're going to give us $750? You know what? Okay, we'll take it. How do we get it?
Easy. You just go online and apply, and if you pass the application, we'll wire the money right over.
Okay, let me get this straight. You want us, people that are trapped in a town with no water, food, resources to spend $750 on, to go online when we have no electricity, so we don't have any Wi-Fi, to get the $750?
I'm black, just like one of you.
What does that have to do? You know, President Biden, please do something.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 6th. It's October. It's 2024. And I'm spending the night here in this luxurious parking lot right by the dumpster, a trailer, a pickup truck bed to a C10 Chevy, I believe. The usual. It's all good. But again, I had to make a video because what that kid just did, his name is Reed Choi. He's got 6.5 million subscribers on TikTok. Was hilarious. But completely and totally true, which makes it horrendous and pathetic and absolutely unbelievable. Do you see what I'm saying? The government has given money to every single solitary country, your money, and the government has filled your country with people that don't belong here and then given them your money again. And when people in America actually need help, they say things like, well, things like this.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Sorry?
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board. So we just got to, I'm going to have to go back to the Congress and get some more money for this.
This is absolute and utter treason. And I don't exactly know what it's going to take to get people to say, that's it. That's it. It's time to get ready because this is occurring. This is happening right now. There's another storm coming up the coast right now. Do you know what I'm saying? I literally, the government is doing this on purpose. They're wondering how far, what it's going to take to get us to turn on each other. Do you know what I'm saying? What it's going to take to turn citizen on law enforcement, citizen on military, so forth, if so on, and blah, blah, blah. They're going to keep pushing until people finally snap. And if people don't finally snap, which because they've been fluoridated, GMO'd, vaccinated, recreational drugs, hypnotized by television, drawn in by drama, etc., the never-ending talking heads, and the hope of a political savior, if they don't finally do what America was built on, if Americans don't finally realize the government is way worse than any enemy they could possibly conjure up, like Russia. I don't know what to tell you. They'll just pull the switch themselves. This morning on Jailbreak Overlander, I just released this video. Now, this video right here is literally asking for them to take my channel down. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Anybody with a platform needs to address what's happening in Asheville, North Carolina, in western Tennessee right now. And like I said, there's another storm. Hurricane Milton is coming, and there's another one, Hurricane Ophelia, I believe, is right behind them. You know what I'm saying? In this video, I pointed out weather warfare, and I left all the receipts. And I also showed people where they can actually really go to donate, because you can't trust FEMA, you can't trust the Red Cross, you can't trust any of them. I left all the real, legit... I left all the real, legit donation links so people can get a hold of who people need to get a hold of. If you need to get a hold of me, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. That doesn't mean I need you sending me YouTube links about some preacher or this, that, or the other thing. I'm talking about people that are in harm's way that need help. And the sad thing is there's like thousands and thousands of people missing, floating down rivers. The towns are completely obliterated. That's what weather warfare does. That's what they do. I literally just posted that video on Jailbreak. It seems to be going well. YouTube tried to kick it down twice. But all I was trying to prove was this point right here. Editing off the back of a pickup truck. You try it. It's awesome.
So we're just trying to keep, I'm going to have to go back to the farm and get some more money for it.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
I'm just curious, does that sound familiar? Have you heard that someplace before? They're controlling the weather, they're controlling the weather, they're controlling the weather. And you know that I dropped weather as a weapon in 2025, owning the weather. The United States Air Force, you know I dropped that in the Jailbreak video. So the second I tried, it took me 7 hours in the shittiest Motel 6 I've ever been in. I gotta say it. They literally didn't have, the key to my room didn't work, the stupid card key. Because when the electricity goes out, you know how many things aren't going to work because they run on electricity? Can't use a key anymore. A key could be hacked or stolen by terrorists, or Russia could get your key. Use this key card, you'll be great. Well, ironically enough, in God's infinite sense of humor, look how skinny I'm getting, man. Whatever. It is what it is. In God's infinite humor, he put me in a room where the key card didn't work. So the guy said, oh, just come to the front desk whenever you want to lock yourself in or out. And that's what I did. Because I don't want to bitch. I don't want to complain. I was grateful enough to get the hotel room. I was grateful enough that the internet that they had there literally took 8 hours to upload a video that YouTube tried to kick back. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. All I did was show the numerous victims there, the numerous people that actually were there that said FEMA's not going to help whatsoever at all. FEMA showed up at Asheville in a private jet with four people in business suits. That was the FEMA response. Do some of you remember years back when myself, Dabu77, and I can't remember his name, and I can't find the video because my YouTube channel with 2,400 videos got wiped out. We went to West Virginia because they got hit with a rain bomb, and we had never heard of anything like that before. When we got there, it was Asheville on a smaller scale. But it didn't make any sense to me because I'm a city boy, but when I got there, I'm like, how did this place flood so fast that people couldn't open their doors because of the water rising up so quickly that they drowned in their houses? I assumed it was next to the Mississippi or something to that effect. Nope, they were at like 4,000 feet up in the sky, up in the mountains where you don't get catastrophic biblical flooding. You know, flooding like they showed us in, shucks, what's the name of that movie? Okay, in the movie Leave the World Behind. But once again, I'm editing on the back of my truck and finding the chapters is impossible because the movie's so long and I don't feel like doing it. But one of the chapters in the movie was called The Flood. The Flood, The Noise, something else and something else. I don't remember, even though I've watched this way too many times. But this is what they're doing. They're shutting everything down. Last week, we saw all the major telephone lines getting shut down. Not just one company, Verizon, AT&T, everybody. We saw Bank of America shutting down. We saw people's balances going to zero. They're doing this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see it now? They're doing this. Everybody's making videos about the lack of response. When we were in West Virginia, we saw FEMA, Red Cross, and National Guard. And they were just there doing nothing. They were doing nothing. YouTubers, myself, whoever was the other dude, I can't remember his name and I can't find the video. A friend of Dabu77's, whatever. We did more work in one day with a couple of pickup trucks, a Jeep, and trailers bringing in food and supplies to these people that desperately needed it than the National Guard, Red Cross, and FEMA did. and we did more work. There was an entire library where all the books were outside and completely destroyed from the water damage, and we took all those books and put them into dumpsters while we were being watched by the government people that were doing nada, ugats, zero, zip, zilch. So let me tell you this right now. I tell you this a lot, and I, like I said, this last trip around, I've met some of my more serious subscribers, apparently. These are people that have, they have better bug-up setups than I do, you know what I mean? They've listened to my advice, and you should too. Do this. Get your money out of your retirement, at least half of it, or 25% of it, and turn it into silver and gold. Don't get it. Don't get a silver and gold IRA. Have them send it to your house. Do you see what I'm saying? Unless you want a silver and gold IRA, because it is more solid than the government, the corporate-owned banks. But I would get it in your hand as soon as humanly possible. And they definitely hook you up. And nobody's got a problem. Nobody's got a problem. You know who's got a problem with it? Internet trolls that are mad because I can't comment. They can't comment in BitChute. But you can comment on Richie from Boston TV. You can comment on Odyssey. You can comment on Rumble. You can comment on Facebook. And you can comment on Twitter. I don't put comments in BitChute because BitChute is disgusting. It's disgusting. There's always dick pictures and crazy. There's no moderation of any type on there, and I ain't having it. It's all there is to it. You can comment anywhere else you want. You can comment on Jailbreak. You know what I'm saying? At any rate, get your money out of the bank. Tell them I sent you. Once they get you squared away, which they'll do rather rapidly, get it sent to your house. Have it in your hand. Watch the videos that I made a while back, showing you how to hide it around your property or wherever. You know what I'm saying? So, what else did I have? What else was I really, really... Well, nothing. Nothing, I guess. My point being is, these guys are allowing these natural disasters. The mainstream media is just ignoring them. This is catastrophic. They literally just wiped an entire town, or two, we don't even know, off the map. Everything is completely and utterly gone, as are the people. There are dead Americans rotting in the streets. There are dead Americans floating down rivers, and nobody's recovering them. Your government's response is to take 700 troops in Tennessee, the affected area, and sending them to Kuwait. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're sending troops to Kuwait to help out Israel, and then we're sending money to Lebanon because they just got bombed by Israel. They're just taking every dollar they can possibly get and sending it anywhere they possibly can because they're never paying the bill. You're responsible. That's the national debt. I just showed it a couple of days ago, and it just went to $35 trillion. And now look at this. It's almost at $36 trillion. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. They're never going to pay it because the bill is on you, and your Social Security number is traded and used. It's traded on the stock exchange and is used as collateral to other countries to which we owe all this money that's never getting paid back. You see what I'm saying? And let's not forget, the port strike is still a thing. It's still going on. It hasn't touched down yet as far as seeing it in stores and at gas stations. But that'll happen, well, probably starting tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. It takes a little time for things to roll out. You see what I'm saying? The dock workers, all their thunder was stolen from Hurricane Helene, finally making its rounds on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And now you got John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, two people nobody give up. Nobody cares about these scumbags. But they're at the World Economic Forum, and they're worried about people like me telling you things that I'm telling you and then showing you the receipts so you can research it on your own. They're having a hard time controlling everybody because there's too many other voices out there. Yeah. This is happening. Be ready. In any way you possibly can, be ready. Seriously. Start a Facebook channel. Start a Facebook page in your area. Or I don't even know. I don't even know. At this point, I don't even know because I've been telling you this for years. Here it is. This is happening. There is not going to be an election. There is going to be some sort of an absolutely epic event before that. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a reason I'm doing push-ups again. There's a reason I'm working out again. There's a reason I'm training with certain methods again. You see what I'm saying? And you should be too. At any rate, hopefully this uploads. I'm sorry it's all over the place, but no script. This is it. I'm parked next to a dumpster making a YouTube video because I have to. I don't gain off this shit, man. None of these channels. I mean, BitChute is apparently I try to watch my own video on BitChute, and there's ads. Hey, BitChute, who are you paying? Because I don't know who it is. But at this point, it's moot. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Richie from Boston, let me tell you something. Hit your knees. Pray to God to guide you in your thoughts, your deeds, and your actions, and ask God what to do. I ask God daily, what was your plan for me? I've read that God, when we were born, God had a plan for all of us. My biggest fear on this earth right now as a straight, white, proud male is dying before I complete whatever plan God had for me. Ask God. He'll tell you. And ask him to make it plain. Sometimes in life, you need a billboard. He sent one to me. He'll do it to you. Richie from Boston. I'm out.